Going to keep the hour going with this week's round of the Monday Morning Huddle with Carolina Football General Manager Michael Lombardi, presented by Chapel Hill Tire. UNC football coming off a defeat at Wake Forest, 4-6 on the season. Two more wins to get bowl eligible, and they got two more chances. Two big games coming up against Duke this Saturday. That's senior day for the Tar Heels, and then NC State to wrap up the regular season. So very, very exciting as we get further into the month of November and get close to the end of the regular season. And Michael Lombardi joins us on the phone to talk about all of that. Michael, thank you so much for being with us today.
It's good to be here. Thank you, Aaron.
So first of all, before we get into the Duke game coming up in a few days, your thoughts and takeaways from the Wake Forest game on Saturday?
Well, I think we're all disappointed. You know, obviously we did not play to the level that we thought we could play at. I think you owe a lot to Duke, to Wake Forest. They were more physical. They were tougher. They did the things they needed to do to win the game. They made plays when they had to make them, whether it was pick up a 51-yard fumble or a 75-yard pass. You know, they were able to control the game with their style of play, and it's a hats off to them, and we have to figure out how to improve and work hard towards doing that.
Any positive takeaways from the game, things that you saw out there that you liked going forward?
Well, I think, you know, it's one of the keys in sports is to understand why you lose and why you win. And, you know, and you have to be honest with yourself. You can't exaggerate the wins and forget about the losses. And I think, you know, we had opportunities in the game. You know, it's unfortunate we were not able to crack into the low red zone or cross the areas. Our team kept competing, but we weren't able to make critical plays when we needed to. And I think that's something that we have to learn from and grow from. You know, is in spite of where the game was, in spite of our inability to cash in the red zone for touchdowns, we were still in that game and had opportunities, but we just couldn't make the plays. So we didn't play our best, and we had a chance, but we just didn't capitalize on them. I think that's the thing we have to understand.
I think in terms of post-game, I've read a lot of folks and have talked with some people around here who were really impressed with the way that Jordan Shipp specifically stepped up and took responsibility in a way that really emphasized his leadership role on the team. That's something that you want to see leaders doing as far as like team captains and things like that. And I think everyone thought that was really impressive in particular.
Yeah, we need more of that. I think that's important, especially offensively. I think, you know, we're searching for some consistency offensively. And I think Jordan, having been there, you know, understands what we have to do. And I think ultimately we've got to play with a tougher sense of mentality. And it starts with all of us. I mean, you know, when you lose, it isn't just one player or one unit. It's the entire organization. And we've got to find players that exude that toughness and that character that we're looking for. It starts in scouting. It starts with coaching. And it goes everywhere. So we all have a fingerprint on the losing if we want to have a fingerprint on the winning.
Speaking with Michael Lombardi, the Monday Morning Huddle presented by Chapel Hill Tire. The first week in a while where the on-field performance at least seemed to be not as good as the week before. What are you seeing in practice? You've been talking about continued improvement there. Is that still happening, or are we looking for better there too?
We had a great Sunday night football yesterday. It was a spirited practice as I've ever seen. I think we had 47 plays of a scrimmage yesterday where, you know, we had a lot of the young players out there competing, trying to get moved up on the roster, and I think it was great. I think our team is not, you know, our team comes to work every single day, and we continue to have success in terms of the weightlifting, the strength, the conditioning, and all those areas. We just have to be able to play 60 minutes of football in a style that we can win with, and I think that's the goal. But no one's given up on the season. I mean, we're trying to improve every single day, and I think yesterday was a giant step forward in our improvement with some of our young players.
A few days out from a very big game coming up in Kenan Stadium against Duke, obviously the Carolina-Duke rivalry first and foremost, really important for the team as we wrap up the regular season and senior day for the players. So what are your thoughts about that game?
Well, I mean, we've got to get back to being able to pressure the quarterback, do the things that we did in the prior games. I mean, look, Virginia went in there last week and, put over 500 yards on them. UConn has been able to move the football on them. So we're going to have to play a three-dimensional game here. They can be an explosive offense. They went into Clemson and were able to find a way to win that game and scored a ton of points. So we're going to have to be able to control the football. I think our team operates best when we can run the ball and have balance. And I think last week against Wake, we were not able to consistently run the football. So it's going to take a really good week of practice, a lot of physicality within the team. And we can't make mental mistakes. We can't have blown assignments. We can't do the things that Chip talked about. We've got to pay attention and focus on the details. And that'll lead us to being prepared for Duke and then playing the game the right way.
Senior day for the players, and obviously this season has kind of flown by. It's only been a couple of months, but what are your thoughts about these seniors that we'll be sending off at the Duke game?
Well, I have a lot of respect for them because the seniors that have here came in under the old regime, and they've taken to the new regime. And I think it's a credit to a lot of those players. Some of them have come from different schools that we brought in the transfer portal, but some of the seniors were here, and I think their willingness to accept the program, their willingness to buy into the program, has allowed us to lay a foundation as we move forward. So I have great respect for that.
Speaking with Michael Lombardi, Monday morning huddle presented by Chapel Hill Tire, and we'll wrap up with this one. Obviously, it's in Keenan Stadium. It's going to be a great Saturday afternoon. Hopefully, a sold out crowd. What's your message to the fans?
Well, I just would hopefully that we have a sold out crowd. I just hope everybody uses their tickets. I mean, where else can you want to be on a Saturday afternoon? It's going to be a beautiful day. We need as much fan support. Look, Duke can throw the football effectively with their quarterback, and the louder we can get that stadium on Saturday afternoon with people being in there enthusiastic about the team, certainly can go a long way to having our success.
3:30 kickoff time on Saturday, Carolina Duke. Obviously, we'll have it for you right here on 97.9 The Hill. This has been the Monday Morning Huddle with Carolina Football General Manager Michael Lombardi, presented by Chapel Hill Tire. Michael, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Aaron. Have a great day.
And you can save $50 when you spend $150 or more on automotive services during football season at any of Chapel Hill Tire's 12 area locations. When you schedule your appointment, use the promo code DOTG25. And that stands for Drive of the Game, DOTG25. And don't forget to tune in to 97.9 The Hill for Carolina football games, including the Inside Carolina Live pregame show, where you can listen for the Drive Happy, Drive of the Game, presented also by Chapel Hill Tire.